This is Matthew Kratter's Bitcoin University. Today I want to talk about Trump Tua spitting on America. We're going to be talking about the official Trump meme launch, the TRUMP coin. Necessary context, I voted for Trump in 2016 and 2024. I voted for Kanye actually in 2020. I think I had to write his name in. I thought he was probably the most qualified candidate who was in the mix in late 2020. So I did vote for Trump twice. Please don't play the Trump derangement syndrome card with me in the comment section. I'm very glad actually that Trump's going to be president instead of drunken Kamala and that creepy old man who is her running mate. I also don't spend a huge amount of time focused on red team versus blue team dynamics. It's a pretty much a complete waste of time. And it can also get confusing when you've just had a massive political realignment as we've just had, where Team Trump itself is made up of so many former Democrats like RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, Elon Musk, and even Trump himself, who I considered basically a moderate Democrat of the mid-1990s, who now looks right wing because the system has shifted so far to the left. And it's in the process of shifting back to the right, it would seem. So to be clear, I'm very skeptical of the electoral process in America. I think it's very difficult to vote out the military-industrial complex, the intel agencies, and the rest of the deep state. I'm hopeful that Trump can make some progress here, but also quite skeptical. That being said, it only cost me about 30 seconds of my time to vote for Trump, so I did vote, and I'm glad I voted. Here is one of the videos that convinced me. This is Yuval Harari saying that if Trump becomes president again in 2024, it will be the final death blow to what remains of the global order. And the global order that Harari likes is the exact opposite of the global order that I like. So I wrote in this tweet, thanks for convincing me to vote for Trump. In this tweet as well from November 4th, I said, vote Trump and free our fellow Bitcoiner Ross Ulbricht. Even if you think that voting is a complete joke, and it usually is, please remember Ross and do the right thing this time around. So that's the basic context. Unfortunately, Trump, even before taking office, has launched this incredibly scammy meme coin, and it makes me very angry and very mad. As Benjamin points out here, Trump had a chance to start the second term on a more serious, prepared tone, but totally trashed that opportunity by launching the scammiest crypto shitcoin in history days before inauguration. Long sigh. Completely tasteless crypto scam is what Trump has launched that really cheapens the amazing courage that Trump himself showed when the CIA tried to take him out in July of 2024. Notice how we haven't heard that much about that story. This scam, this crypto scam that Trump and his family have launched, actually has the worst tokenomics that I've ever seen, as I mentioned in yesterday's video. Normally, insiders keep a big chunk for themselves. For example, the Binance coin, 50% of it was for insiders, and all of these coins, 33% for Polkadot, etc. But this Trump coin, the Trump organization, according to Pledator here, owns 80% of the supply of this token, might even be 90% when you look at the fact that the public distribution is just 10%. Jameson Lopp here does a great post. Hey, Donald, did you know you can create a useless crypto token, allocate 80% of the total supply to yourself, and dump on retail in perpetuity? This is Brad Garlinghouse, of course, of Ripple, who's another scammer. Very discouraging to see him standing next to Trump, but I thought that was a pretty good meme from Lopp. If you're finding this video helpful so far, I just ask you to help support this channel's educational mission. Hit the subscribe button. That does really help. Leave a like, leave a comment, question, suggestion for a future video. Share this video with a friend or family member. Dave Portnoy with a great tweet here. I have a dumb two-part question. What's the difference between the Hawktua coin and the Trump coin besides nothing? Can I string, number two question, can I string up my own coin now and tell people it's a Ponzi scheme from the jump and I'm gonna rug pull at some point and you better just hope you're out when I do it, and that would make the entire thing legal? This is what Trump's actions are making people ask. Francis, founder and CEO of bullbitcoin.com. If Trump can operate an unregistered security scam, does that mean that I can operate an unlicensed money transmitter service? Good question. No one should be above the law. Bitcoin Beach here. You know how many people promised Bukele of El Salvador hundreds of millions of dollars to launch Bukele coin? Thankfully, he puts his people first. And this is especially disgraceful because the Trump family is so wealthy already. And what they're doing here is they're scamming the American people, selling a complete crap coin that is eventually going to implode. It's absolutely, absolutely disgusting. I also wanted to tease out another very important part of this scam because it involves some actors in the Bitcoin space that you may be unaware of how sinister they are. As Justin points out here, beware the Bitcoin magazine brand. This is David Bailey, CEO and founder of Bitcoin Magazine, or CEO, I guess he's not the founder, talking about this Trump scam, saying that Trump's already pulled out $500 million. Griffin Don asking him, we're celebrating a $500 million rug pull, or can I not read sarcasm? David Bailey responding, I wouldn't call it celebrating, just appreciating that the next U.S. president is degenning on chain. This is one of the thought leaders in Bitcoin, and it's very sad. Of course, David Bailey was the guy who quote-unquote orange-pilled Trump. I believe that getting orange-pilled by a grifter VC, crypto VC like David Bailey, it's like taking an ethics class from Tony Soprano or taking entrepreneurship lessons from Elizabeth Holmes of Theranos. Do your own research because I may be wrong about these things. This is just my opinion, but let me show you the research that I've done. You have this constellation of companies owned and controlled by David Bailey. You have BTC Inc., you have Bitcoin Magazine, you have his VC firm, UTXO Management. BTC Inc. here, you can see David Bailey right here. If you scroll down, you'll see that they're Bitcoin only, but this doesn't stop them, for example, advertising fungible token airdrops, the Karma airdrop, in Bitcoin Magazine. This was from March 8th, 2024. If we take a look at their portfolio, UTXO Management portfolio, there's David Bailey again, and we look at some of the companies they have invested in. One is called Bob, built on Bitcoin. In other words, do scams on Bitcoin. We can take a look at this tweet from Bob. The much-awaited season one of Bob Fusion is here, combining liquidity from Bitcoin and Ethereum. I thought these guys were Bitcoin only. Deposit and lock assets to harvest Bob SPY. So basically, if you lock up some of your Bitcoin with them, they will give you worthless Bob SPY tokens in exchange. And this is the kind of company that David Bailey has been investing in while pushing ordinals, while pushing inscriptions, etc. Bitcoin Magazine also last year launched, or in 2023, launched what they call Rare BTC, another one of their subsidiary companies, a white glove service for collectors and high net worth investors looking for the rare sats and inscriptions on the market. This is completely scammy. You can buy logos, you can buy these rare and uncommon sats. It looks like he's made it a little bit more difficult to browse this after the videos I made exposing it last year. But fortunately, I have a screenshot here where David Bailey was trying to sell the orange Bitcoin logo as an inscription for 12 Bitcoin. Imagine selling something like that for 12 Bitcoin. But this is what ethically compromised people do. And then Bitcoin Magazine, of course, is used to promote many of David Bailey's UTXO management companies, including this one, which I'll link to in the description notes below. We have David Bailey tweeting yesterday, the majority of Donald Trump's net worth is now in crypto. Now we just got to help him rotate into Bitcoin. This is not how it works. I thought Francis had the best comment here. Bitcoin maximalism was never about convincing crypto people they were wrong. It is and always was about putting as much distance between them and us as possible. And this is the complete opposite of what David Bailey has done. And Francis goes on to point out here, there's no Bitcoin maximalist on Klaus Schwab's list of chosen crypto influencers. We have Brad Garlinghaus here of XRP Ripple, and we have other crypto scammers. So this is not how you get people into Bitcoin. And Trump is an intelligent person. And if David Bailey hadn't been a crypto VC himself and had actually been someone who takes these things seriously, we might have had a different result. This Trump coin and the monstrosities that will probably follow do nothing but muddy the water for Bitcoin. They serve to conflate the best money in the world, the best money the world has ever seen, with some of the worst scams that the world has ever seen. If you're a serious politician or a serious voter or just a normal human being in the U.S. and you see this kind of circus, are you more or less likely to take Bitcoin seriously? What Trump, David Bailey, and crypto grifters have done is to undo the painstaking work that so many of us have been trying to do for years to try to educate people about the differences between Bitcoin and crypto. And I find it disgusting, it's discouraging, and it's very sad to see. I'm still holding out the hope that Trump will free Ross Ulbricht this week. That was the main reason I voted for him. But everything's been called into question now, and Trump does have a history of disappointing people who ally themselves with him, unfortunately. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to hit the subscribe and like buttons. Hit the notification bell if you want to be notified when I publish my next video. And let me know your questions and comments in the comment section below. Thanks all for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.